Humble chickpeas can be used in a range of appealing creations, including dips, salads, soups, side dishes and main dishes such as stews and curry. It's a main dish that I cooked up for today's column. It's called Madras-style chickpea vegetable curry and it's not particularly difficult to make once you have all the vegetables chopped and ready to go. Those vegetables include onions, carrots and red bell peppers, which are cooked in oil in a pot until softened. Tomato paste, ginger, garlic and Madras curry paste then get mixed in, acting as the flavor base for the curry. I used store-bought Madras curry paste, a spice-rich mixture sold in jars in the Asian food section of most supermarkets. The next step is to add some coconut milk, vegetable broth, a bit of brown sugar lime juice, small cauliflower florets and drained, canned chickpeas to the pot. The curry is then simmered until the cauliflower is tender. To finish the curry, thickly sliced leaves of baby spinach and chopped cilantro, or mint, are stirred in. When the spinach has wilted, the curry is seasoned with salt, to taste, and it's ready. The end result is a mildly spicy, deeply flavored, meat-free curry. It also offers some good nutrition, with the chickpeas and mix of vegetables providing fiber and a range of minerals and vitamins. You can serve the curry with steamed long grain rice or basmati rice. The rice can be plain, or it can be flavored, as I did in the recipe below for lime and coconut rice. You can also, if desired, serve the curry with wedges of store-bought naan bread, lime pickle and or your favorite chutney. As noted, I used canned chickpeas in the recipe, but if you wanted to, you could soak, cook, drain and use dried chickpeas instead. See the Eric's options part of the recipe for details on that. Madras-style chickpea vegetable curry. Madras curry paste flavors this coconut milk-based, Indian-style dish, rich with chickpeas and a mix of vegetables. Any leftover curry you have, once cooled, will freeze well. Preparation time, 25 minutes. Cooking time, about 20 minutes. Makes, 3 to 4 servings. 1 tablespoon vegetable oil. 1 small onion, diced. 1 small to medium carrot, halved lengthwise, and then cut widthwise on the bias, into 1/2-inch thick slices. 1 medium red bell pepper, cut into 1-inch cubes. 2 tablespoon Madras curry paste, see note 1. 2 tablespoon tomato paste. 1 tablespoon chopped fresh ginger. 1 large garlic clove, minced. 1, 400 milliliters can, coconut milk. 3/4 cup vegetable broth, plus more, if needed. 1 tablespoon golden brown sugar. 1 tablespoon lime juice. 16 to 20 small, about 1 inch wide, cauliflower florets. 1, 19 ounces, 540 milliliters. Can chickpeas, drained, rinsed in cold water, and drained well again. See note 2. 1 cup tightly packed baby spinach leaves. Any stems removed, thickly sliced. 1/4 cup chopped fresh cilantro or mint. Salt to taste. Place oil in a pot set over medium, medium-high heat. My pot was 8 inches wide and 4 inches tall. Add the onion, carrot and bell pepper and cook 4 minutes, until softened. Add curry paste, tomato paste, ginger and garlic and cook and stir 2 minutes more. Mix in the coconut milk, 3/4 cup broth, brown sugar, lime juice, cauliflower and chickpeas. Bring curry to a gentle simmer, adjusting heat as needed to maintain that simmer. Simmer, uncovered, until cauliflower is tender, about 5 to 7 minutes. Mix in the spinach and cilantro, or mint, and heat through a minute or two. Thin curry with a bit more stock, if you find it too thick. Taste and season curry with salt, if needed, and then serve. Note 1. Madras curry paste is sold in jars in the Asian foods aisle of many supermarkets. I used Paddock's brand. Other types of Indian-style curry paste will also work in this recipe. Note 2. If you want to use dried chickpeas for the curry instead of canned, set 2/3 cup dried chickpeas in a bowl, Cover with a generous amount of cold water and soak 8 hours, or overnight. Drain soaked chickpeas, then set in a pot. Add 6 cups of fresh cold water, set pot over medium-high heat and bring chickpeas to a boil. Reduce heat until chickpeas gently simmer. Simmer chickpeas for 60 to 70 minutes, or until they are tender, but still nicely holding their shape. Drain chickpeas well and they are ready to use. Lime and coconut rice. Tangy, lime-flavored rice, strewn with bits of coconut, can be served as a side dish for the chickpea and vegetable curry. Preparation time. A few minutes. Cooking time. About 20 minutes. Makes. 4 servings. 2 teaspoons vegetable oil. 1 cup long grain white rice or white basmati rice. 1¼ cups plus 2 tablespoons vegetable broth. 1 teaspoon finely grated lime zest. 2 tablespoon fresh lime juice. 1¼ cup medium, unsweetened coconut flakes. A few pinches of salt. Heat oil in a small pot set over medium, medium-high heat. My pot was 6 inches wide and 4 inches tall. Add rice and cook and stir 1 to 2 minutes. Add the broth, lime zest, lime juice, coconut and salt to the pot. Bring rice to a boil. Cover the rice, turn the heat to its lowest setting, and cook 15 minutes, or until the rice is tender. Fluff the rice with a fork, and then serve. EAKIS at TimesColonist.com. Eric Aukies is the author of 8 cookbooks. His columns appear in the Life section Wednesday and Sunday.